Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center, Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Holdfast, Saskatchewan. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, it's a treat. Erica M. is with us. Erica is the creator and publisher of YummyMummyClub.ca and YMCWorks.com. Erica, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thrilled to be here. Thanks.
Well, you are a known entity in broadcast journalism. A lot of us know you from various things that you've done across Canada. I'm really fascinated, though, about what you're doing right now with YummyMummyClub.ca. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you established Yummy Mummy Club and YMCWorks.com.
Well, it's a bit of an evolution, I guess. When I had kids, I immersed myself into the world of parenting, feeling like the worst parent on the planet. I wanted to learn more. So I started a TV show called Yummy Mummy, which ran on Life Network and Discovery channels around the world. When the show was finished production, I wasn't done trying to communicate with mom. So I started a very simple website called YummyMummyClub.ca. In doing so, I wanted to turn it into a business. And I really believed that there was an opportunity to connect authentically with moms and brands and be the intermediary between the two through storytelling. So in a way, I became a pioneer of what is now known as content marketing. The website has been up now for almost 10 years, and I realized one day that a lot of people didn't understand that YummyMummyClub.ca wasn't actually my business. That's my front door to my business, but in fact, YMC is in fact a digital media company where we create branded integrated programs with brands and help them connect with moms. So we launched another website called YMCWorks.com, which is really the front virtual door to our business.
So I want to talk about branding for a minute, because you brought it up. You clearly know a lot about branding. You value it. You are, in fact, a brand. Yet Yummy Mummy, if I do a Google search on Yummy Mummy, lots of stuff comes up. And I wonder whether you find that that interferes with your branding, or were you the first out there with a Yummy Mummy domain?
I wasn't the first. The reason why I wanted to use the name Yummy Mummy is I wanted to reappropriate it. I wanted to take it away from the man who created this negative connotation of a mother being a sexual being. I thought women are more than just the way they look. So are moms. And I took it back. I didn't really do any research into the name because it wasn't really going to be a business. It was just a hobby for me. Once it became a business, then I had to start to deal with the repercussions of the negative connotations of the name and the fact that there are other companies who have since named themselves after it. Really, what we did is we turned it into YMC, less about Yummy Mummy Club. And sometimes, like Apple, doesn't really mean a fruit anymore. I'm hoping that Yummy Mummy Club means an awesome online magazine for women with kids.
Well, I like that idea that you took it back. You repatriated Yummy Mummy. I think that's fantastic. All right, now I want to talk about something your organization recently released. That was a great white paper. I was fascinated to read it. It's called Creating Shareable Content for Mums, What Brands Need to Know. Erica, why was it important to author this document now, and why Canadian-focused research?
First of all, the buzzword now in the world of all marketing is social media and content marketing. The problem is that most brands don't really understand either of them, and so they're failing miserably at it. Brands come to us, and the asking of us don't really resonate, we don't think, with our core audience. So we did this as an educational tool for brands. So even before they come to us, they can better understand the space, understand what shareable content is, what moms say they will share, what they won't share, and how they feel about their relationship with brands in the social space. Why Canadian? Because we are Canadian. We're not American. We're not a global company. And I think that brands who think that we are American are brands like Target, who come into a country and treat us like we're nothing unique. Canadians have their own sensibility and their own way of seeing the world. And so we wanted our research to be proprietary and Canadian, because that's who our audience and our clients are.
As an aside, is it your sense that if you conducted the same research in the UK or Australia or the US, that it would be significantly different than the results that you came to find?
Absolutely not. I don't think it'll be significantly different, but I think there will be subtleties because Canadians are different than Americans. And so we wanted our research to really reflect our audience. But I think in the general sense, moms are the same, but their values may shift slightly country to country.
Well, I have to tell you, the white paper was a real eye-opener to me because I like to think I understand social media and how people use and react to things on the internet. But there's a couple of key things in that white paper that I went, whoa, I never thought about that. So I wonder if you can share with us three key learnings that came about as a result of your research.
I thought what was really interesting is that 81% of moms said that they did not have a valuable, engaging moment with a brand online. That's huge, considering that so many brands feel like they're spending a lot of time and dollars into social media, but moms don't really feel like they're connecting with brands online. Of the 19% who did say they had a meaningful interaction with a brand, most of them were talking about how these were customer service situations where, for example, they missed a plane and WestJet helped them out, or their dishwasher broke and so the company came in and swooped in and said, how can I help you? Let us take this offline. The problem with this in terms of marketing is that, to me, marketing is creating new relationships with customers. What's going on now in the social space, according to moms, is that there's a lot of brand management, but not necessarily a lot of new engagement from brands. So I think there's a lot of opportunities there. The next thing that was really insightful for us was the kind of content that moms want to share. A lot of brands, when they create social content, talk about their product and their service and how wonderful it is and how it fulfills a need in a mom's life. But interestingly enough, moms don't like to share content that a brand writes about themselves. What they do want to share is content that they find really funny, that is about parenting, that is reflecting a mother's life, that makes a mom really feel like their heart is coming out of their body. Those kinds of types of content is what resonates with moms, and it's the kind of content they will share with another mom. They'll also share a lot of content about health and wellness. So if a brand wants to connect with moms, what they need to understand is that they can't create content about themselves. They have to create content that moms want and that moms will therefore want to share. Everybody wants to have viral content these days. Everyone is creating content in the social space. It's one thing to create it, but if nobody shares it, then you're not really getting the full impact of what you're initially setting out to do. So when you're creating these programs in the social space, think about your audience and create the content that they want to hear. The third point that we found really interesting for brands to access in terms of our white paper is where moms like to share their content. That's Facebook. Something like 77% of moms are on Facebook every single day. So if you're planning on doing a social campaign, definitely make sure that you're connecting with moms on Facebook. And when, try and get to moms in the evening. That is when they are most connected. It's when their kids are down and you have their full attention, and that's when they like to really engage online.
Well, I'm going to draw attention again. The white paper is available at ymcworks.com. It is called Creating Shareable Content for Moms, What Brands Need to Know. I found such fascinating stuff in there. One of the things that really resonated with me, we've interviewed a number of people that talk about the power of storytelling. And one of the things that comes out of there is that moms like stories, and they like stories that make them laugh. And you said that before, and I really think that's worth repeating.
Absolutely. When we ask moms, what kind of content do you like to share? A huge number of moms said it needs to be funny, stuff that makes us laugh. I mean, we're also busy, and a mom's life can be pretty stressful. So if they can share something that would bring a smile to their friend's face, this is what they want. And this is really good information for brands because they always think that, you know, sending out good, useful information is the key. That's part of the key. But if you can connect to their funny bone and really connect with them emotionally, because humor really connects with a mom emotionally, then you have a very good chance of getting your content shared.
Now, having said all that, do you feel that the mom demographic on the net is different from other niche sectors? There's sites for gardeners, there's sites for startups, there's sites for car rally guys. Are moms really different?
First of all, there's two answers to that. In one way, no, moms aren't different. Moms are women who happen to have children. But there is something to the fact that when you become a mom, you see the world totally differently. There is a new prism through which you see everything in life, the way you look at money, the way you look at yourself in the mirror, the kinds of clothes you wear, the kinds of money that you'll spend on yourself versus your family. So there is definitely something. More importantly, is to understand that when you're creating shareable content, you need to know who you're creating the content for. Once again, the content is not about you and your product. You're creating content for a specific audience. What we're doing is giving you information about the audience of mom. But if you're creating content for an audience of gardeners, you need to do your research and personalize your content so it will resonate with them.
So let me ask you this, Erica. You've looked at this great research. You looked at Canadian brands. You kind of cover off with worldly brands, et cetera. Are Canadian brands getting it, or are they blowing the mom connection?
Well, I think that most brands are blowing it. I don't think that Canadian brands are doing any better or any less. There are some brands in Canada who are doing it so well. WestJet does an awesome job. They have fans because they take the time to personalize their message one-to-one. I think that is the key, by the way, is social media is really about a personalized message. So brands like Mabel's Label, which is a labeling company started by four moms who have done very well, they have a huge engagement, particularly on the Facebook and Twitter. They are the demographic. They have a very, very strong ambassadorship there. They're doing it right. There's other brands like Purdy's Chocolate who really get in there in the social space and have meaningful conversations. They know a lot of the key ambassadors by name, are building relationships with these ambassadors. Indigo, for example, did something really interesting at Valentine's Day. I got a private message from the social media person on Twitter. It was a Valentine that they DM'd me. That's super smart for a brand to take the time to follow key people and then make meaningful private connections with them. It's all about emotion. That's what social media is. And those are the brands, some of the brands that are doing it really well. Then there are the national ones like Dove that are connecting with moms in such a meaningful way by creating stories that really connect to their hearts. But that's done on a global level and then it trickles down into Canada. And YMC has been really lucky to be able to participate in campaigns with Dove because our audience is their audience and our story of empowerment lines up with the Dove message. And so it's a match made in heaven.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned to me about the brand and the direct messaging to you. Do you not feel that some would find that intrusive?
No, if you're on social media, it's all about making connections. And the fact that a brand would take the time to recognize me, to actually see me, just a regular consumer, and say hello, and perhaps gift me out of the blue or have a conversation with me, that is meaningful, that's memorable, and that creates fans for life.
Do you think that there's many Canadian brands that are watching the Twitter feeds, et cetera, to look when their name comes up and they respond immediately, they become proactive to the community?
I think that this is exactly what brands are doing, is that they're using listening tools to see when their brand is mentioning and jumping into a conversation. But this is what I mentioned earlier on, that brands are being reactive, not proactive. Usually when people mention brands, it's often because they're having a difficult time, a negative experience with the brand, something breaks, they're not getting customer service on the phone, so they jump into Twitter to complain. My point is, that's great. Listening is fantastic to be there for your customers and to be able to answer their questions in the social space and then take it offline is definitely a great place for customer service. However, I think this is where brands are missing opportunities. They're not being proactive. They're not going to touch new customers on the shoulder and making them fans.
Now, my final question, I think you've actually touched on it in various aspects, but I want to hone in on it anyway. I think it's worth repeating. So from a high level, what are the three lessons that you can share with entrepreneurs across the country, yummy mummies or otherwise, that will help them navigate the internet's shareable ecosystem?
If you want to create shareable content, you need to create content that your audience is looking for, that their audience will resonate with, and that your audience will want to share. Secondly, you need to engage, not sell. That's a huge one for brands. Whenever I work with them, they want to push their message loud and clear. Our team keeps on explaining to the brands, you don't have to make it a hard sell. What you need to do is create content that your core base wants. They'll be thankful, they'll share it, and they'll connect with you. And finally, personalize whenever possible. Broadcast in and traditional media is where you want to push your message, but it's social media where you have an amazing opportunity to engage with your clients one-on-one, create a relationship, and make them fans for life.
Erica M., creator, publisher, yummymummyclub.ca, and I'm pushing everybody to ymcworks.com. Get that white paper. I'm going to repeat the name again. It's well worth it. Creating shareable content for mums, what brands, I would add, really need to know. Erica, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
My pleasure.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to engage with a great CA firm, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you in the morning, everyone, and good night. Hold fast, Saskatchewan.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.